Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth Be Told Weekly Minuteman Report. Live. We're live. We're in studio. Can you believe it? And what a crazy, crazy day to be going live. I don't know about everyone else, but Facebook, right? I mean, what a strange, who would have thought, like, to, I mean, things, I mean, it's weird times all around, but, you know, Facebook is gone, and WhatsApp, and IG is down, and, you know, these are the, I mean, then social media, yes, but these are tools that a lot of businesses are using, too, and to be just wiped out in one morning. And not that they're wiped out for good, you know, I'm sure that they'll be back, but, you know, it definitely stirs that conspiracy theory pot, doesn't it? I mean, is anyone else thinking that? I mean, with the whistleblower going on 60 Minutes last night, talking about, you know, the use of the algorithms and manipulating things and making money off of hate. And then, you know, there's the report that just came out about Instagram and how it's really unhealthy and dangerous for teenagers. And you know, you've got someone on CNBC this morning talking about it and trying to backpedal and make sense of things for the media. And then in the middle of it all, there they go. Facebook, gone. Instagram, gone. WhatsApp, gone. Oculus VR, gone. So many things, right? So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a lot to think about, right? You know, like, what are they hiding? Or I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar corporation, so I'm sure there's plenty to hide. Maybe more than we anticipated or thought that they had to hide. But, yeah. So, enough about that. Welcome to Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I am your host, Truth Be Told's Minuteman, Robert Hensley, and I am so thrilled to be here live with you in studio. And had I known what was going to go down this morning, we would have prepped an entirely different show, but we didn't. So, without further ado, let's get into today's topic. Did you know that more Americans than not believe in the existence of intelligent extraterrestrials, and more than half of them think that these ETs have already visited Earth? Leading up to the January 25th joke of a release of the U.S. intelligence report on unidentified flying objects, the Pew Research Group. Here we go. There's the Pew Research Group. They are a nonpartisan D.C. think tank. They conducted a survey of over 10,000 American adults about aliens and UFOs. And what they found was that 65% of Americans agree that extraterrestrials exist. 51% say that UFO sightings reported by members of the U.S. military represent visits from intelligent aliens. And the survey also found that 76% of people between 18 and 29 years of age believe that aliens are intelligent, compared to just 69% of those people between the ages of 30 and 49, compared to 58% of the people ages 50 to 64. In any case, 87% of the people who were surveyed by the Pew folks rejected the notion that UFOs posed any kind of threat to national security. Which I thought was kind of interesting. So, tons of people believe that UFOs have been flying around the Earth. A lot of people believe that intelligent aliens or intelligent extraterrestrials have been visiting the planet. And the majority of those people don't, however, feel that that is in any way a danger to national security. So, hey, who knew? The Pew survey results were released earlier this year prior to World UFO Day, which I didn't know existed, but I do now. So World UFO Day is celebrated on July 2nd. It's a nod to the purported 1947 UFO crash at a ranch in Roswell, New Mexico. And although the exact date of the Roswell crash is unknown, the U.S. Army did issue a press release on July 8th, 1947, which described the recovery of a crashed flying disc, which launched a wild fascination, an enduring fascination in the United States with extraterrestrials and UFOs. However, you know, the Army came out a few days later and said that they misidentified the object and that it wasn't a disc, that it was an errant weather balloon. Right? Here's a photo of a weather balloon. This is what they went from believing that it was a disc, right? Like this. Flying disc, right? To being, oops, an errant weather balloon, right? Okay, so nothing fishy about that. Now, while the government report on UFOs was promised to the U.S. Senate, while the government report on UFOs was promised to the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee no later than 180 days from December 21st, 2020, the date when the Intelligence Authorization Act for the fiscal year of 2021 was enacted, Pentagon officials released their report, finally, on June 25th. However, large parts of the report are still redacted and classified, not available to the public. However, the report did reveal that military aviators recorded a record number 144 unidentified aerial phenomena sightings between 2004 and 2021, of which only one could be definitively identified as, are you ready for this? A weather balloon. So unlike the earlier 3,000-page CIA UFO data dump that happened in January, the Pentagon's official report did not describe any of the unidentified aerial phenomena as extraterrestrial in origin. Instead, they said there are probable multiple types of unidentified aerial phenomena requiring different explanations based on the range of appearances and behaviors described in the available reporting. I mean, that just sounds fishy, right? I mean, you don't want to say that it came from outer space, but you don't want to say in an official report that these things move unlike any craft available on the face of the planet at the moment, right? So, so we put together really long sentences to try to hide that fact. But, you know, it is what it is, right? The U.S. military, they can keep their secrets. Those who have witnessed UFOs or experienced alien visitation, we know the truth, right? We know the truth. And that's what matters. And, you know, the Pentagon will continue to put out redacted reports and try to keep us in the dark. But that only lasts for so long, right? So, again, Minuteman Report, short form, quick bites of content. This has been your weekly live Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Thank you for joining us for our inaugural live episode. If you have story ideas or you have experiences, things that you want us to look into or share on our show, email us. We'd love to hear from you. ReportMinuteman@gmail.com. Again, that address is ReportMinuteman@gmail.com. And, you know, be sure to tune in to all of the other Truth Be Told shows throughout the week. There is the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, now live Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific. There is the Wednesday afternoon Truth Be Told Transformation with Yogi Bon, as she's called on Instagram. Bonnie Burkert hosts that. Truth Be Told Transformation is more kind of the spirituality-based stuff, and that is at 3 p.m. Pacific on Wednesdays. And then, of course, Tony Sweet has, truth be told, our full one-hour live episodes on Friday at 3 p.m. Always something great there. And, you know, if you should miss us on YouTube, you can always listen to the audio on all major podcast platforms. And, but I mean, everything's archived on YouTube. So just type in Truth Be Told Radio TV and you'll find us. We'll pop right up. And if you want to show your support for the Truth Be Told brand, feel free to visit our website and buy official merch, some tote bags, hats, shirts. We've even got socks. I'm going to get some Truth Be Told socks just because Tony likes to keep the air conditioning on here in the studio and it freezes me out. So Truth Be Told socks, that's what we need. All right, everybody, have a great day. This has been, again, your Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I am Robert Hensley signing off. Until next time, we'll see you then.